This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF Night with the Naturals is April 24th at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. KUAF ticket holders will be seated together, and one lucky guest will throw out the first pitch if over 200 KUAF tickets are sold. A portion of ticket sales will benefit KUAF. KUAF tickets are only available at 927-4063 or click the banner at KUAF.com to email an order.
Ahead on Weekend Ozarks, the sounds of spring and summer are alone without the chirps of frogs. We visit an area pond to see what's hopping. And we celebrate the croaking amphibian in our Sunday morning montage.
But before we get to all of that, a reminder that this is the spring fundraiser for KUAF, and you can make a contribution, a financial contribution to KUAF right now, 800-522-5823. You can also pledge online on this Sunday morning at supportkuaf.com.
This region is growing. I know that we'll have 500,000 people in Northwest Arkansas by the end of the summer. That's the projection.
And that's just Northwest Arkansas. That's not counting in Arkansas River Valley. But yes, 500,000 people in the Northwest Arkansas Metro, they expect by the end of August.
It's a lot of people. And as this region grows, we have more opportunities to connect all of these people and with one another. The Razorback Greenway Trail System will allow runners and bicyclists to travel from the edge of Bella Vista to South Fayetteville. Attractions like Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art and the U.S. Marshals Museum give us renewed reasons to visit towns across the region. For more than 30 years, KUAF has connected all of us in the region, too, with the stories on Ozarks at Large and the public service announcements read throughout the day. We help keep the conversation about our region vibrant. Whether it's the Mule Jump in Pea Ridge or a visiting author at the University of Arkansas, KUAF is a vital link for you and your neighbors to be able to know what's happening. We've been able to be that resource for you because of support from listeners, just like you. Operating a radio station takes money, and the most significant source of income for us is you. You can pledge your support for a valuable community resource by calling 800-522-5823 or at supportkuaf.com.
And we, you mentioned that growth with 500,000 people just in one part of our listening area. That means that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting no longer considers us a rural station, which means they expect us to raise a larger percentage of our budget from the new people, the expanded population, which means we turn to you more than ever. This is a phenomenon that has happened over the last couple of years. Around $77,000 less in CPB funding than 2 years ago. So if you have been thinking about becoming a contributor and haven't done so yet, do so now. We need you more than ever. It's more important than ever that we hear from all of the people who listen and use KUAF. Again, 800-522-5823. You can also pledge online at supportkuaf.com.
And thank you.
Since the year 2000, the Annie E. Casey Foundation has been publishing reports regarding the well-being of our nation's children through its Kids Count reports. The 2013 edition was released earlier this week. But what does the new report say about the well-being of children in Arkansas? Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis explains.
The title of this year's Kids Count report is Race for Results. That title perhaps belies the real focus of the report, as for the first time, the Kids Count data is organized into an index that tracks the developmental achievements of children of different races. The report not only looks at children's achievement of certain developmental milestones on a national scale, but comparisons are also drawn state by state. The data was collected across the country by state-level organizations, and Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families collected the data in the natural state. Rich Huddleston is the organization's executive director, and he says that one of the lessons immediately gleaned from the data is that, by and large, Arkansas children, and particularly Arkansas children of color, are not faring as well in regards to achieving those various developmental milestones as their peers are in other states.
Which in one respect is not a big surprise. I think the National Kids Count Data Book has been showing that for a long time. But I think, again, what's unique about this report is that I don't know that I would have guessed that children of color in Arkansas are doing, in some cases, doing worse than children of color in other states, but especially southern states. So I think there are some unique findings with regards to kids of color that have not been released before.
He says that while there were many examples of how Arkansas's children of color weren't faring as well as Arkansas's white children, there were a few areas that stood out in the data.
African-American kids, Latino kids, have a much lower percentage of kids who are reading proficiently by fourth grade, which is a key indicator of future educational success. Also, eighth grade math scores, same situation. Also, a percent of young adults, 25 to 29, who have completed at least an associate's degree or higher, which, of course, is a key indicator of your ability to find better-paying jobs. So there's a range of indicators that children of color in Arkansas are not doing as well as their white peers.
Much like the canary in the coal mine, Huddleston says that one telling indicator that children are less likely to meet key developmental milestones is their family's income level.
Children who grow up in lower-income families tend to score lower on a lot of these important indicators. But I think that's not the only reason, though. I think what it also shows is that if you look at just the extent to which each state is really committed to improving the well-being of color, I think it's fair to say that our institutions in Arkansas have really failed to adequately address this problem. And I think Arkansas has a state, has a long way to go to make all the investments that we need to make that would improve these indicators, especially for children of color.
As for particular areas in which Arkansas could invest to improve developmental outcomes for children, Huddleston points to education.
Arkansas has made strides in its overall education system of the last 10 years. Some parts of the education system has gotten better in terms of being smaller between children of color and their white peers, but I think the gap by any measure is still huge, and we're still not doing the things such as adequately investing in state-funded quality pre-K for really young kids, which research really shows can have a huge impact in terms of preparing kids for school. Because I think the research is also pretty clear that if children start kindergarten and first grade way behind their peers, then it's much tougher to catch up.
But although the overall report may paint a bleak picture regarding the success of Arkansas's children, Huddleston says that there are a few areas where the state has been making headway in terms of helping children succeed.
You do have, in the philanthropic community, for example, you have foundations like the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation that have made reducing poverty and improving outcomes, especially for low-income kids and kids of color, a high priority in their work. And so that's a good thing when you have major philanthropic institutions like the Winthrop Rockefeller making this a high priority. They, for example, the last couple of years have launched the Arkansas Campaign for Grade Level Reading, a major goal of which is to ensure that every child is reading proficiently at grade level by the end of the third grade. And again, because that's a key predictor of future educational success.
He also pointed that Arkansas's state-funded pre-K program, the Arkansas Better Chance program, has seen some success, though expanding that program has been difficult as funding hasn't been increased in several years.
What that means is that, one, we're still not able to serve all of the at-risk kids who need to be served in quality pre-K programs. And that program served kids 3 and 4 years old. And so we can't serve all the kids. But even worse than that, the progress that we did make during the early part of the decade is at risk of being undermined by not putting new money into the program just to keep pace with inflation, for example. Programs are now facing tough choices about, can I continue to operate? Do I need to close my doors? Or do I need to serve fewer kids because I have less money? Or, heaven forbid, do I reduce the quality of my program because my program can't do all the things that it needs to do in order to provide high-quality care.
In addition to bolstering pre-K programs, Huddleston says the data suggests that other state-sponsored programs for older children could also be beneficial to closing the achievement gap for the state's children.
The research coming out of early grade literacy, it's pretty clear that low-income and minority kids during the summertime tend to lose a lot of what they learn during the school year. And so they have to spend several months during the next school year after the summertime to catch up on what they lost during the summertime, in part because they don't have access to high-quality after-school and summer programs. So we need to be doing more there.
Aside from just the direct impact on Arkansas's children, Huddleston says that the low achievement highlighted by the Kids Count data presents a future problem for the state.
In future years, children of color will increasingly be a greater proportion of the state's workforce. And, I mean, if you don't have a healthy and well-educated workforce, that hurts the state's ability to compete for better-paying jobs, which, of course, improves family outcomes. So this is an issue not just for the kids and for their families, but for all of us. Because if the whole state is going to succeed, then we need children of color to succeed and have the opportunities so that they can grow up and be well-educated and healthy members of the workforce, because that impacts the state's economy, and that impacts incomes for everybody. So this is an issue not just for the kids, but for everybody in the state.
As such, he says it's a problem for which the state's policymakers, private sector, and philanthropic institutions should start searching. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.